Hello and welcome to Day One Digest, where I, Lee Dixon, take you on a 5-minute sprint through some essential cost concepts every trainee solicitor needs to know. Stick the kettle on, and by the time it's boiled, we'll be done. Today we're diving into another fundamental topic in civil litigation, hourly rates. As you'll imagine, when we talk about hourly rates, we're referring to the amount a solicitor charges for 1 hour of work. This rate is crucial because in most civil disputes, costs follow the event. This means the losing party usually pays the winner's legal costs. But those costs must be reasonable and proportionate, and that's where hourly rates come under scrutiny. So, where do hourly rates come from? Well, today is not where I take you down the expensive time A and B factor rabbit hole. Instead, let's keep it simple. Firms usually set their own rates based on several factors, such as the seniority and experience of the fee earner, the complexity or the value of the case, or perhaps the location of the firm itself. Your rates will be set out in your retainer. You'd be forgiven for thinking that this is all you need to know. You have a rate set by your firm, you win, you take your time spent, multiplied by the rate and get paid. If only it was that simple. Now, you will hear about guideline hourly rates. These are advisory rates published by the court service, giving a benchmark for reasonable hourly rates across different grades of fee earners across different geographical locations. We dealt with grades last week, so you're all experts on that topic. Now, the guideline rates are not fixed prices. Your retainer does not need to fall into step with these, although often some do to some extent, even if only following the definitions. But that is for another week. The guideline rates are starting points, persuasively so in fast track and straightforward litigation, but not the end of the discussion. Courts can and often do have regard to these, but ultimately the court will allow the rates it deems reasonable for the particular circumstances of any particular case. What are these circumstances you're muttering as you scrabble around for a chocolate digestive? This is where CPR 44.4 steps forward. Once known as the seven pillars of wisdom, but no more, as there are now more than seven, under CPR 44.43, when assessing costs and rates, the court will consider all of the circumstances, including, but not limited to, the following. Conduct, value, importance, complexity, novelty, skill, effort, specialised knowledge, responsibility, time spent, and the place where the work was done. That was a whistle-stop tour. All of these factors influence whether a particular hourly rate and the work done is reasonable. As a trainee, why are hourly rates so important? Well, ignoring that you're probably targeted on work in progress, so you need to work efficiently within your rate, hourly rates tend to be one of the most common areas of contention on a cost assessment. They're an easy element of your cost claim for a paying party to isolate and attack. And as you can imagine, every pound removed from your rate reverberates across your total recovery. So, it makes sense to preserve your rate by taking steps to properly justify it. When it comes to this, especially when you are departing upwards from the guideline rates, then you must be prepared to justify your rate by reference to CPR 44.4. What? You've forgotten? Conduct, value, importance, complexity, novelty, skill, effort, specialised knowledge, responsibility, time spent, and the place where the work was done. And that's not all of them, but they're the ones relevant to today. Don't be afraid to carry these factors in your mind when you are preparing a file note. So, let's wrap it up. Hourly rates vary depending on the work done, the grade of the fee earner, and the location it was done. Guideline hourly rates provide an important benchmark, but they are not binding. The court will assess rates against the factors in CBR 44.4, and rates are often the easiest aspect of your cost claim for a paying party to attack. There you are. That's it for today's Day One Digest. You can have your brew and biscuit now in peace. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, small lessons every day lead to big wins in your legal career. See you next time. Thanks for listening.